From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Defense officials said a U.S. airstrike has targeted Islamic State in northern Somalia. Abdulaziz Osman has the details.
The strike resulted in at least one casualty, a U.S. defense official said without elaborating on the target of the attack. The chairman of the town of Qandala, Jamaa Mohamed Qurshe, told VOA Somali that several missiles hit a base for IS militants at Buka village in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland. Details of the strike are still not clear due to the remoteness of the area, which locals said was only accessible to the militants. However, local officials and residents suspect the airstrike targeted the group's senior leaders and perhaps even its top leader. Abdulaziz Osman, VOA News.
Jailed Catalonia leader Santi Vila, who was among the nine Catalan leaders ordered to be held in custody on Thursday, left jail Friday after paying bail.
My colleagues and I are fine. We are calm. It's a desolate and terrible situation.
And Belgian state broadcaster RTBF says ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont stands ready to hand himself into Belgian authorities, but not to judicial officers in Spain. Four North Korean defectors have told VOA in video messages intended for U.S. President Donald Trump they want him what they want him to do and say during his visit to South Korea. The messages were delivered ahead of Trump's departure Friday morning for a 12-day five-nation tour, which is expected to focus on tensions over North Korea's development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. He is scheduled to meet South Korean President Moon Jae-in in Seoul on November 7th. This is VOA News. A spokesman for Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, says proposed U.S. sanctions targeting Myanmar's military for its treatment of Rohingya Muslims would hinder the fledgling civilian government sharing power with the generals. Mariamo Diallo reports.
The bill was introduced by members of the U.S. Senate on the eve of Donald Trump's departure on his first trip to Asia. The measure would impose targeted sanctions and travel curbs on Myanmar military officials and bar the United States from supplying most assistance to the military until perpetrators of atrocities against the Rohingyas are held accountable. Myanmar officials will explain the government's efforts on the Rohingya and Rakhine crisis during a visit by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson that's scheduled on November 15th. Myanmar was previously hit by sanctions over the military junta's brutal suppression of the then opposition led by Aung San Suu Kyi. Suu Kyi's spokesman stressed the civilian government still has to work with the military and said that previous sanctions lead to results that are not positive. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
The United Nations Human Rights Office and UN Refugee Agency are condemning Australia's policy towards some 600 refugees and asylum seekers at a former Australian immigration camp in Papua New Guinea. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The agencies warn a humanitarian emergency is unfolding at the Manus Island camp following Australia's decision to close the facility housing the refugees and asylum seekers and pull out its support staff. Human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says his agency is very concerned.
The men have said they fear they will be subjected to violence at the hands of locals if they leave the compound.
Colville says the men have been victims of violence in the past, so these fears should be respected and addressed. Australia's strict immigration policy bars asylum seekers who come from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia from reaching the country's shores by boat. Instead, they go to Manus Island or another facility on Papua New Guinea. Rights activists have criticized conditions at the camps. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
With losses on Friday, the Islamic State group has been driven from more than 96% of the large parts of Iraq and Syria it once held, crushing its goal of establishing a caliphate in the region. And Liberia's Supreme Court will rule Monday on a petition asking to delay the runoff presidential election after a complaint said the National Election Commission failed to investigate claims of irregularities in the first round of the vote to replace Africa's first elected female president. Point your web browser to voanews.com for additional stories and in-depth coverage. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.